So, Steve-O, does the party that wins the most seats win the election? That is today's question.
No.
Well, that answers that. No, what do you mean no? So, you can still win the election if you have fewer seats than your opponent?
Yeah. So, if you'll recall from our recent discussion of confidence, the party that, quote, wins the election is the one that's able to maintain the confidence of the House.
Okay.
So this is a fairly straightforward question when one party wins a majority of seats, that is, half of the available seats plus one. But elections do not always result in a single party receiving a majority. And that's because with 338 seats available and five different parties that can be reasonably said to be contending for those seats, it's hard for anyone to get to the magic number of 170.
Sure, yeah.
So if, after Election Day, nobody has a majority, we have what is called a hung parliament, which is just a fancy way of saying that we do not yet know who is going to form government.
So, sorry, what's it called?
A hung parliament.
Okay, because it's hanging in, like, the middle of something.
Maybe?
Okay.
Probably.
So if a party only got 100 seats, which is more than everybody else got, but everyone else had, like, you know, around 80 or something, then it's a hung parliament, even though your party got more seats.
Right. Now, you might think that this hypothetical party that has 100 seats is the one that would automatically be given the opportunity to form government because they got the most.
Sure.
But the way that our system works is actually a little bit more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always need to have a prime minister, even during an election, whoever was prime minister going into an election continues to do so until a new government is formed. This would be the case even after an election has happened and another party other than the prime minister's has won the most seats in the election.
So the prime minister is still the prime minister even though he's not holding government.
Right.
Interesting.
And even further, that incumbent prime minister almost always has the opportunity to be the first one to test the confidence of the House, even if they only had 80 seats to another party's 100. So if that prime minister wants to, they can see if the House would honor a vote of confidence and allow them to govern.
Wow, to stay on as prime minister.
Exactly.
Because it's a minority government.
Exactly. Now, cool. The reason that a prime minister might do this is that he or she could have an agreement or want to make an agreement with other parties to allow them to govern. And as long as those parties combined had sufficient numbers to pass a vote of confidence, the old government would be upheld. Now, if a prime minister doesn't seem like they're going to receive the confidence of the House, they usually just resign and allow the party that has won the most seats to test government.
Ah, yeah, fair enough. So then whoever had the 100 seats would try to form a government, and people have to vote on that, I guess. Do they have to vote on that?
So what would happen is the governor general, after the prime minister has resigned, would go to the next party that the governor general believed could get the confidence of the House and say, would you like the opportunity to test the confidence? And then that party would try.
And testing the confidence, is that like going like, hey, do you guys believe in me? Or is there like some formal process?
Well, that's where we get back to the speech from the throne, which is the first test of confidence.
So they make that speech from the throne. And if the House is in favor, they stay in. If they're not, they get out. And then it moves on to the next party to form government. Or do we go right into an election?
That in Canada depends. So it seems to be convention in Canada that if we had an election in the last 6 months, the Governor General will not immediately call another election if it appears that another party may be able to form government.
So they'll keep going down unless it's like, okay, now we're at the Green Party and it's just Elizabeth May by herself. We'll just have an election.
Right.